WABE contributor David Lee Simmons. Welcome back.
Thanks, Lois.
We love birthdays, and Verdi turns 200.
Yeah, the bicentennial. And it was funny, just the other day, I was telling my wife, oh, La Traviata's coming. Before I could even finish the ta in La Traviata, she's like, that's my favorite opera. La Traviata just resonates so deeply in me, partly because of the source material, and the music is just so incredible. Well, Verdi's La Traviata opens Saturday, March 2nd at the Cobb Energy Performing Arts Center, and it will run through March 10th.
Exquisite music.
What is your favorite part about Verdi in general and La Traviata in particular? I was always wanting to know.
I love Verdi's intensity, and I think La Traviata is just so heartbreakingly beautiful. Be prepared to be moved in an unforgettable way.
And we should say this is based on that classic Camille story that Alexandre Dumas wrote so long ago. It has all those really great components of a tragic love story. It's got family strife. It's got selfless sacrifice, as
and
they say.
And it's got a tune a minute.
Yeah, yeah. And they also say it has an unfortunate misunderstanding, which of course reminds me of another classic work of culture, Three's Company.
Okay.
Opens Saturday, March 2nd at the Cobb Energy Performing Arts Center at 8 o'clock.
The story of Fela Kuti has the ingredients for an outstanding musical.
He really was the heart of Afrobeat music for a generation. And also, he was very much at the heart of the civil rights movement. I mean, he was an international civil rights figure from Nigeria. Well, Fela the Musical opens Thursday, February 28th, and runs through March 3rd at the Fabulous Fox Theater. So a bigger-than-life venue for a bigger-than-life story.
This story I want to tell you, a story about how things are. This country no work. This country no work.
This was a production that earned 11 Tony nominations, and one for choreography, best costume design, and best sound design. The book was by Bill T. Jones, who was one of the winners, and Jim Lewis, based on the music and lyrics of Fela Kuti. And I have to say, when you listen to Afropop and Afrobeat music like this, a place like the Fox, this kind of bigness and richness of the choreography, the largeness of the show, I think is perfect for the Fox Theater. So I can't wait to see it in that kind of grand setting. And that's Fela the Musical. Opens Thursday and runs through March 3rd at the Fox.
Tell us about extreme mammals.
The Fernbank really is a great place for kids. And I took my son to the Fernbank the other day, and he was a kid in a candy store looking at the dinosaurs and the owls and the birds and the plant life, the wildlife. Well, speaking of wildlife, extreme mammals, the biggest, smallest, and most amazing mammals of all time, opens this weekend at the Fernbank, and they're having an opening day celebration on Saturday. And mind your calendar, mind your watch, because it starts at 10 o'clock in the morning and ends at 2 o'clock. So this is a great way to kind of kick off what will probably prove to be a pretty exciting exhibition for kids.
And their parents might not mind it either.
I love that place. It's such a grand setting.
David Lee Simmons, thanks so much.
Thank you.